are. We are filled with the Holy Spirit, and it don't matter. It don't matter what the world's doing. It don't matter the mess that things are in. You know why? Because God's seated on the throne of heaven. And you know what? He knew what time you're going to be born. He knew how long you're going to live. And He knows the last day you're going to breathe. And He had you born in this time, in this season, for exactly what we're doing. Amen? Bearing a witness of the Holy Spirit. Bearing a witness of the love of Christ. And that's why we're here. Amen? That's what He set us apart for. That's why He filled us with His Holy Spirit. And if you ain't doing that, shame on you. Amen? I don't think you've heard that. We ain't heard that nearly enough in the church. Shame on you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. If we ain't walking with Jesus, if we ain't preaching the gospel, if we ain't loving people the way that God told us, if we're hiding, if we got our churches closed, if you ain't gathering together, if you're forsaking the assembly, and we record this and it goes all over the world, shame on you.
Amen.
Amen? Because there's a lot of folks who feel like I'm going to stream it live, or I'm going to stream it. All right? Streaming it ain't fellowship. Amen. Streaming it, that's just something running downhill. And any dead fish can float downhill. Right? It takes a live fish to fight against the current. And we need to have some fighters, some Christians, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, especially in this day.
Praise the Lord. Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
We must remember that everything that happens comes from the hand of God.
Amen. Yeah.
And we don't question it.
Yeah,
we don't say, why are you doing this, Lord? He's the boss. He's sitting up there on his throne. And He's controlling everything.
If you were a fella, I'd have you preach.
Amen.
Just one chromosome away. Well, you could have done it. Praise God for that. Right?
We used to testify in the church.
Yes, and we do that on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
We got times of testimony and testifying then. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, there's no doubt. But the church today, although God is absolutely in control, He's absolutely sovereign, there's nothing that catches Him, confuses Him, not even one bit. He's not sitting on the throne of heaven today scratching His head wondering what's going on. He says, I know it, I've planned it, and I have an answer for it. There's a beginning of it, there's an end of it. Trust me, suck it up, buttercup, and move forward. All right? Stop being afraid. Stop being ashamed. And align yourself, align your life, align your light with the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The problem, or one of the many problems that's going on in the world today, is not because the world is doing what the world does. It's because the church is aligning themselves on the wrong side of righteousness.
Amen.
All right? That's what we're going to talk about today. Amen? What Lord laid on my heart this day, this week, is the little lambs have lost their way.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about losing your salvation, all right?
No.
What I am talking about is we have started standing on the wrong side of righteousness.
Amen. Right.
We have stopped calling evil evil and good good. And we, the church, have allowed the lines to become blurred.
Amen.
But like we said at the beginning, God's lines are never blurred. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change His mind. He doesn't change what He's doing.
Amen.
Righteousness is still righteousness.
Yes,
and ungodliness is still ungodliness.
Amen.
And we, the church, we need to decide on whose side we're standing.
That's right.
And a lot of what we choose, who we hang out with, shows
Amen.
A lot
Amen.
About what we have, who we are. And in the Proverbs, there's a couple places. Proverbs 12:26 in the King James, and that's the Bible I choose. I love that because George, I love you, but I believe that this is what God said, that the righteous is more excellent in his than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces them. All right. In another translation, the Nearly Inspired Version, called the NIV. The way that they put it, this, and this is one of those stark differences, all right? It says, choose your friends carefully. It's the same scripture. Listen to how the difference is. It says, choose your friends carefully because the wicked will lead you astray. That's what the NIV says. The Bible says, all right, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces them. How can it be the same if it doesn't say the same thing? Anyhow, that's a different sermon, different
God
time.
God is able.
Amen. God is able. It says in Proverbs 13 and 20, he that walketh with the wise man shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed.
Amen.
All right? If you want to be wise, you need to walk with wise people. If you want to be holy, you need to hang around holy folks. Right? If you want to be right with God, you need to make yourself available to the righteousness of God.
Amen.
And make up your mind whom you will serve. The problem in the world today isn't that the world is crazy. The world has always been crazy.
Yeah.
Right? The world's not going to get better. In fact, the Bible says that it's going to wax worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And a lot of folks don't like that.
No.
I can't help that.
Right.
You got a problem with the Bible. You ain't got a problem with me or what I'm saying. The world says it's going to get better or you're getting better. The Bible says that we're getting worse and worse and worse because the church, the body of Christ, isn't standing in the holiness of God. We've become wishy-washy. We became lukewarm. We become absolutely God vomit instead of God representation.
Amen.
Right?
We have become the
apostate church in the falling away, right? And we're seeing that as we come up. Oh, gone are the days when it was a clear-cut line in the lives and the minds of Christians of what right and wrong really is. The difference between light and darkness, the difference between good and evil, that line has become blurred to the world because the church has not stood up and been what the church is supposed to be.
Right, right.
A lot of folks don't like the way I preach, and I'm...
Preach it, brother.
Amen.
I heard
it. A lot of folks don't like it. But see... My calling might be a little bit different than some of the other churches, all right? This isn't really what you consider a soul-winning church. Not that we don't care about the lost, we do. God called me to strengthen that which remains.
Amen.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
God called me, and this is what the Lord called me into the ministry from. It was as I was going in through just my regular readings, it talks about in the Revelation... to the church of Ephesus. Nevertheless, I have something against thee because thou hast left thy first love, he says. The church has left their first love.
Right.
All right, this is Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. The church has left their first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, repent and do the first works.
Amen.
Or else, listen, repent and do your first works because if not, something else is going to happen. All
right?
There's too many wishy-washy, panty-filled pastors behind the pulpits today. There's not enough men standing up for the righteousness of God. There's too many cowards and not enough fire-breathing, Holy Spirit-filled men who proclaim the truth of God's Word. And because of that, the church has fallen into lukewarmness. And he continues and says right there, remember therefore from whence you have fallen, and repent, do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place. Here, Jesus tells the church, if you don't get right, you don't get right, I'm going to come and remove the authority of the Holy Spirit. It's not out of its place, it's out of his place. There are a lot of people in the Bible who had the Holy Spirit removed from them and they didn't even know it. Samson.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did Samson say that? Well, Samson got his hair cut, that's why he lost the Holy Spirit. No, Samson couldn't keep his privates in his private place. That's why he lost the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
Right? Anyhow, I've got to get off my bucket here. Remember, the church needs to be the church.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
There's a great deception that has grown inside the body of Christ, and somehow we have believed that Jehovah, the creator of heaven and earth, winks at our unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's okay. Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Rape, pillage, and murder. It's okay. You said the prayer. You slid into home. Nothing you got to worry about anymore. Church, that's not right.
Amen.
That's not right. We're called to be in the world, but not of the world. We're supposed to be lights shining in darkness. We're not supposed to be siding with the darkness. We're supposed to be standing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be standing in the statutes and in the commandments of the living Word of God. But somehow, over the years, we've lost it. And it's not that we didn't have the Bible, because we did. We do. If you have the right, well.
Go ahead and say
amen. If you got the right Bible, okay. And so, but that's not about me. I know if God can talk to a donkey, He can use any version He wants to. But really and truly, for the church, we need to get back to the nitty gritty, to the hard things.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He tells all the seven churches. He says, "I know your works, right? I know what you're doing." And he says, "I know that I got some. There's some bad stuff. There's some good stuff going on in the body of Christ." But he says the bad stuff needs to be repented of, and then you become an overcomer.
Yes.
To all the seven churches, he gives an opportunity to overcome. Overcome the wickedness of your heart. Overcome the laziness of the body of Christ. To overcome those things. To be truly obedient to God in the fullness. Those who are converted, not just said the prayer, but those who are converted, those are the true overcomers. And he'll make us pillars in the house of God. He will make us to eat of the fruit of life. He will not be hurt by the second death. There's many promises that go along with those who are truly converted, changed from dark into light.
Amen.
And making a stand in that. Those who come to the terms of reality of what sin is. God's ways are always the right ways.
Amen.
Right? They're always the right ways. God's never wrong. And if we can't do... When I read something in the Word of God and I think it's wrong, mm-mm. It's not this that's wrong. It's me that's
Amen.
Wrong.
Right.
This does not need adjusting. This doesn't need a different translation. What this needs is a firm understanding and a belief that would call me into obedience of what this Word, the Bible,
Amen.
Tells me to do. Church, body of Christ, who are we listening to? Are we listening to CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok?
B-I-B-L-E.
There you go. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Our Bible, right? That's where we need to be getting our information from. There's so many places I want to go with this, but I have Scripture. Right? And so I got to keep my mind knows how to do this. Sometimes because my flesh wants to take off, and I got to hold it down. Right? Stay down. Back here. Back. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 through 24, Isaiah gives us a warning. He says, "Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, them that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put it bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked." Now look at what he says here. This is important. Remember, woe to them that call good evil and evil good, right? And which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous of men. Of the righteous of men. All right? Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root be rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Look at what the prophet said. Look at what Isaiah wrote. We need to make up our mind, church,
Amen.
What is good and what is evil.
Amen.
Because the world's going to tell you, the world tells you a lot of stuff. Oh, this is so good. Follow me in this movement. Follow me in that movement. Follow me in this wind of doctrine. Follow me in that wind of doctrine. The world tells you that those things are good. The world tells you that instead of holding yourself until you get married, he says, go and have sex with whatever you want. If you can't have the one you love, then love the one you're with, right? That's what the world tells you. Where the Word of God says, be chaste, be holy, don't do those things.
Amen.
The world will tell you it's okay to steal something if you're not wealthy. You can take somebody else's. Well, that's what the world tells you. But the Bible says, thou shalt not steal.
Amen.
Even a pencil from the bank. Right? The world tells you, well, it's okay if you tell a little white lie. There's no such thing as a white lie, green lie, yellow lie, orange lie, purple lie. A lie is a lie. I don't care what color you tie to it. He says, do not bear false witness. But, you know, it's just a little white lie. There's no such thing.
Amen.
There's no such thing. Be holy because He is holy.
Amen.
The world is watching. And not only is the world watching, the world is looking for something different. They've got enough of the muley mouth pastors, the backwash church, the backslidden Christian. There's plenty of that out there.
Right.
What the world needs now is people who will profess Jesus Christ and live
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
We're supposed to be His hands. We're supposed to be His feet. We're supposed to be the love that comes out of His mouth. We're supposed to die to ourselves and live to Him.
Amen.
We're supposed to give and not receive. Amen. We looked at it in Sunday school this morning. We're supposed to crucify our flesh.
That's right.
To die every day is no longer my will that must be done, but it's the will of the Most High God that needs to be done. I, as a Christian, as a born-again believer, I need to not be yoked with the unbelievers. Amen? There's a difference between light and darkness. There's a difference between good and evil. There's a difference between sweet and bitter. 2 Corinthians 6. 14. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. Flip over there real quick. 2 Corinthians. See what I was doing like is I was turning my Bible in my page. In my mind. Right? So a lot of folks think of this as marriage. Oh, this is all about marriage. No, this is about life. This is about real life right here. And he says, Paul writes to the church in Corinth, be ye not unequally yoked together with the unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Baal? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, and God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Woo! Praise God. All right? Now, you're called. Do you hear the calling right there? Don't be yoked up with the folks who don't know the Lord. Don't be yoked up with them. For wherefore, come out from among them, that ye may be separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
Woo! Who wants some of that?
Amen.
I do. But to get some of that, you know what I got to do? I need to choose God.
Amen.
I need to choose righteousness. I need to fight the evil that's around me. I need to stand up in the darkness proclaiming the acceptable day of the Lord. I need to be bold. You need to be bold.
Amen.
It's not about me standing behind the pulpit. It's about you guys.
Yeah.
Right? It's about the church. It's about us making up our mind. Are we with those folks who call the bitter sweet? Listen, people, there's a mess going on in America today. There's such a mess. There's a racial tension that hasn't been here since the Civil War. Right? There's some ungodliness that's happening around. And listen, I don't know George, what was his name, George?
Floyd.
All right? I don't know who he was or what he was. What happened was horrible. All right? It was horrible.
Amen.
But what has happened since then is an abomination. All right? And I see so many Christians siding with that. All right? Now, don't get me wrong. What happened was wrong. All right? It was wrong.
Right.
But taking a brick and smashing somebody else's window and burning their business down, that's just as wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Shooting a police officer that's standing for just protecting property, and you kill that police officer because you don't like it, that is just as wrong as what happened before.
Yeah.
And the church, the born-again believers, need not be in that thing.
Amen.
Right? Abortion is wrong.
Amen.
It is wrong. Christians should not be involved in that. We need to be light shining in the darkness. We don't need to be the darkness that covers the light.
Amen.
Woe to them that call evil good. Amen. Well, they're doing it because of this. They're doing it because of that. Stop it. It is sin.
Right.
It's sin on both sides. It's sin.
Amen.
And we, the body of Christ, must make a stand not for sin, but for righteousness. I saw all that mess going on CNN, all that mess going on the news. I say I saw it. I heard about it. I don't have TV. Right? So I heard about it. Right? But what I didn't hear or see is the Christians in the midst of that crowd that on my wife's on Facebook, that on Facebook says, I support this thing. I don't see any of them out there with their Bibles praying on their face before God for those people. Where's the church in that? You want to go protest? Good, go protest. But you be on your face before God. You be pleading for the blood of the saints. You be laying your life down. Don't be throwing bricks. Don't be siding with those people who are burning down other people's businesses. A shame!
Amen.
A shame! You're the church. You're the light in the darkness. You're not supposed to be partaking in the darkness. You're supposed to be rebelling against darkness with the love and the light and the mercy of Christ.
Amen.
Don't be part of the problem. Be the only fix to the problem.
Amen.
Right? Was it wrong? Absolutely it's wrong. The whole stinking thing is wrong. All of it is wrong. There's nothing right about it. But why is the church in the midst of the evil and not standing for the righteousness? I don't think it's a big mistake by our enemy to have all the churches shut down before this mess started. Amen. Right? Isn't that something? Isn't it something that the powers of the prince of the air came and shut down all the churches before this started? Come on, church. Are we that deceived? Body of Christ, are we really that foolish to be fooled by this? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. Because I see it. Right? I see it. It's happening. And good-hearted people that say they love the Lord are siding on the side of unrighteousness.
Amen.
Because of unrighteousness. Two wrongs don't make a right. Right? Two wrongs don't make a right. The prophet said that. John, the apostle, in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, said it this way. This has been the message which we have heard from him, from Christ, and we declare unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. All right? Before we get to the rest of it, look at exactly what John just said. This is the message that we've declared ever since Jesus Christ was walking on the earth. That God, Jehovah, the one who created, he is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Church, how much darkness are we accepting? How much of the ungodliness are we supporting? The reason that it's going on, the whole riots and all that garbage that's happening right now, you know why it's going on? Because the church is too proud. The church says, well, I don't want to be hated by other people, so I'm just going to go with the flow. Right? Like I said before, any dead fish can go downstream. Any dead fish can go downstream. Don't go with the flow. We're not supposed to go with the flow. We're standing against the tide. Right? We're standing against ungodliness. We're standing against these things that are against God. So how can we say that we're in Christ and agree with them? If God is only light, why do we support the darkness? Why do we throw our weight on that side? Church, we need to wake up and realize that there's some things that are going on. In verse 6, he says, if we say that we have fellowship with Christ, with Him, and we walk in or with darkness. Now, what did he say? If we say that we're in God, that we are the light of Jesus Christ, that we're that city built on a hill, and we decide to agree with the unrighteousness and walk in the darkness, we are lying to ourselves. Amen. And we're showing the world that Jesus is dead.
Yes.
You know that? When you side with evil, church, when you side with ungodliness, when you side with debauchery and thievery and murder and all that garbage that we side with, church, there's a problem in the body today.
Amen.
And we got to get these things squared away. We need to strengthen that which remains, because Jesus is taking His candlestick out of the house of God.
Amen.
And the preachers are cowering, afraid to say anything about it.
Amen.
Bunch of panties. Don't get me wrong, I like underwear as much as anybody, but they have no courage.
Exactly.
They're afraid.
Right.
Hiding behind the cross instead of standing in front of the cross.
Amen.
Not that I'm Christ, but I need the cross is behind me, and the faith is before me. The battle's out here, not back there. I got Jesus taking care of my back. Right? Praise God for that. You look at the armor of the armor of the Christian, everything is for the front of your body, not for the back of your body. You know why? Because the cross is behind me.
Amen.
I got Jesus back there. He's my general. He's my commander-in-chief. He's the one that tells me to go into the fray. He's the one that tells me to lay my life down. He's the one that tells me to die to myself and live to Him. He's the one that tells me to be this light in the middle of the darkness. He's the one that tells me to not side with wickedness, but to side with righteousness.
Amen.
But the church has been, for the last 100 years, been taught by these hirelings that run instead of stand.
Right, right.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little passionate.
Amen.
I'm a little passionate at it. And you know what blows my mind is the empty chairs.
I'm
fine with that. But what blows my mind is that not only are the preachers not preaching it, the church doesn't want to hear it.
Right.
They have heaped to themselves teachers with itching ears, like a dog scratching fleas.
Yeah.
Right? That's all they will tell me. I'm cut. Tell me I'm going to heaven. Tell me I can do what I want to. Just tell me those things. That's what they want to hear, Pastor. And that's why the pastors have no backbone.
Amen.
Bunch of jellyfish. Huh? That's why they stream it. Yeah. I got something about streaming, but I flushed it.
Amen.
Amen. We shouldn't have to Google church. We shouldn't have to Zoom church. I wish you'd get in your car and Zoom to the church. I tell you, folks, something has happened. Something has happened. And we have been deceived.
Right.
Right? The church has been deceived. But make no mistake, this is a sign of the end times.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I am going to send a strong delusion. So this delusion isn't even from the enemy. This delusion is something that God said, all right, you want to do what you want to do? Well, have at it. Right? You got a free will. You ain't got to follow me in righteousness and holiness. You don't want to do that. And you will hear someday, to hell with you. There's a reason why Jesus asked, When I return, will I find faith on the earth? There's a reason that it's a narrow way that leads to righteousness.
Amen.
And a broad way that leads to destruction. There's a reason for that. Because I think when Jesus comes back, there's only going to be such a few amount of
true
people
true
that really believe enough to stand.
Amen.
That believe enough to pour their life out into the danger zone.
Yes.
So many that will cry out unto the Lord, Lord, Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus said this, not everyone who cries out, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And they say, Lord, Lord, have we not preached? Have we not prophesied? Haven't we done this? Haven't we done that? Haven't we done so many great things? And Jesus said, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity.
Amen.
What are you working for? Whose side are you on? Mm-hmm. Not whose side do you say you're on. Where are you standing?
Amen.
Right?
Right?
Whose side are you on? Mm-hmm. Not who you say that you're for. You can say a lot of stuff.
That's right.
Your lips draw near, but your heart is far removed from God.
Amen.
And I don't blame the people. I really don't. I do blame the pulpits. I do blame the preachers. Right? And there's a big reason I ain't got a lot of pastor friends. You know, and probably because of the way I think. You know,
it's okay. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
I would rather have four or five good friends than a whole thousand full of halfway friends.
Amen.
Fair time buddies. Right?
Praise God.
I don't need to be puffed up.
Nope.
I need to be popped. Amen.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what is truth? That's what Pilate asked Jesus. What is truth? Well, Jesus is truth.
Amen.
Amen. The Word is truth. He says in verse 7 of 1 John chapter 1 again, verse 7 says, but if, big word, if,
yeah.
I love the ifs in the Bible, if, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship.
Yeah.
Koinonia. You know what fellowship means? It don't mean Zoom. All right? Don't mean Facebook.
Amen.
It don't mean Twitter.
Amen.
Don't mean any of those other things. Fellowship means that I can come out and I can touch you.
Amen.
It's good to see you. We got fellowship. You know why? I felt His hand. He felt my hand. I can come, I can hug your neck. Oh, bless my heart. Oh, look at so much, Mike. See, that's fellowship.
That's right.
That's what it means to have fellowship. When Mike's hurting, I can come tend to him. I can't tend to you on Zoom. I can't tend to you over the entire net. But when you're crying, I can come to you and wipe your tears because I love you. We got fellowship. This thing that the world is doing now that we're calling church, this is not the new normal. Anathema. My heart is breaking for the body of Christ. People, we need to get back.
Amen.
We need to get back to the Word of God. We need to get back to the fellowship, mm-hmm. the body of believers, the one baptism. We need to get back to the authority of the Holy Spirit in
Amen.
Our lives. We need to get back to the beginning, to the cornerstone.
Yes.
We need to get back to Jesus.
Amen.
Let's get this politics out of the way.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
My kingdom isn't here.
No.
Right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And Jesus says, I'll take care of all the rest of this.
And He's
right.
faithful.
Amen. And He's faithful.
Amen.
Amen. He's faithful.
Amen.
So who are we siding with? We need to ask ourselves that. In Romans chapter 1, Paul points out a lot of sinful stuff. And he says, because they knew God, they did not worship Him as God. So God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are unnatural.
men having relationships with men, women having relationships with women, the things that are not right. Now, a lot of folks who call themselves Christian agree with that stuff. Well, they, as long as you love each other, it's okay. God says it's not.
Right.
God says that's not okay. It's an abomination to the Lord. You know the first commandment that God gave? Go and multiply.
Yeah.
You ain't getting two dudes multiplying. You ain't getting two girls multiplying. Yeah. Right? You just can't do it. It's not that I don't love those folks who are caught in that sin, because I do. Same as I love anybody who's caught in sexual sin of any type. Same as I love anybody who's caught in any sin of any type. But Jesus can release you from that.
Amen.
If He saved a rat like me, He can save a rat like anybody you know. Right? God has called us to be holy, to be separate. It says in I have verses 18 through 32 written down. So buckle your seatbelts. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against how much ungodliness? All. Okay? The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth. Catch this. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. Do you hear what Paul wrote to the church? All right? God's going to pour His wrath out on you who hold the truth, the Word of God, in unrighteousness.
Amen. Amen.
All right? Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it to them. See, if you know the truth, God's already shown you what truth is.
Right.
You should know what truth is. God is manifested in them. He's shown it. He's shown His manifold glory to them. For God showed it to them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Church, if you're siding with ungodliness, you are without excuse.
Amen.
Right? Because of that, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were they thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image like corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Tree huggers.
Yeah.
Right? That's what He said. Save the owl, but kill the lumberjack.
Right.
Right? Don't get me wrong. We ought to take care of what God created for us. Amen? We ought not be foolish with anything that God has given us. Take care of it. We only have one earth. That's true. Amen? But remember, this whole earth is going to burn with a fervent heat.
Temporary.
Amen. This is a tabernacle, a tent.
Yeah.
Right? We got an everlasting home with Christ. And there will be a new earth someday. A new heaven someday. This that we know is going to be dissolved. Right? Like Alka-Seltzer. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Right? So anyhow, it's going to be dissolved. And wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Okay, whose side are you on? Right? What is evil and what is righteous? Whose side are you on? God says, listen, there's a dividing side here. Have we exchanged the truth of God into a lie? Black lives matter. Do black lives matter more than white lives matter?
Right?
You know the one life that matters? Eternal.
Amen.
Eternal life matters.
Yes.
All the rest of it's going to die. All of it. Black, white, yellow, green, orange, it does not matter. The pigmentation of your skin.
Amen.
Because when you die, your skin stays here. Right? Your skin rots in the ground. But you have a home if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, if you're expecting His return. You've got a promise in Christ.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter what color you are.
Right.
And
so
I hate calling people a color.
I know.
White, brown, blue, orange, green. That is a pigment of your skin.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Amen.
Right? If you skin us all down, we look the same.
Right.
There's no difference between a white man or a darker man or a lighter man. And really and truly, there are no black people.
That's right. And there's no white
people. And there's no white people. There's just people.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So get over the division.
Right.
Eternal life matters.
Amen.
Everybody that is born through a woman, and that's all of us. Everybody who had a mom and a dad, that's all of us. You all matter.
Amen.
Right? God knew you before you were created in the womb. You matter. Don't get caught up in this thing that the world has made it. Anyhow, he goes through and he gives them up to vile affections and all. And he starts talking about homosexuality and all. And they're full of murder and envy and malishness and backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boosters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Oh, all right. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unpeaceable, unmeritable, knowing, verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God. So he went through that big long list of just fleshly problems, right? And they know the judgment of God. They know the judgment of God. That which they which commit such things are worthy of death. Here's the kicker right here. Not only that do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
That's right.
Because you agree with them, God says you're worthy of death.
Amen.
Just because you agree with it. Whose side are you on? I know that sounds pretty narrow-minded, doesn't it? Well, Jesus was really narrow-minded.
Right.
I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man goes to the Father but through me, but by me. There's no way to get to heaven except through Jesus Christ. Pretty narrow. One way. Pretty narrow. Church, I think we need to get a little bit more narrow-minded.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Because all this stuff that the world is tricking us into, all this stuff that the world is pulling us to the right or to the left to, is garbage. It's garbage before God.
Amen.
There's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what your slogan says. Doesn't matter if you're a demon rat Democrat or if you're a Republican. I'm sorry.
That's what I say, so that's why I'm laughing.
So it doesn't matter your political affiliation. Who's your king? Who is the Lord? Right? Who is the Lord? Is he the God who created everything? Or is he one party or another party? Hey. I don't care about neither one of the parties. I really don't. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. There's plenty of room in hell for both of you. Amen?
Amen.
Plenty of room. He says, listen, we're excusable. Inexcusable. We need to make up our mind.
Amen. Right.
It says in Proverbs 14:11 and following, the wicked shall be overthrown. Oh, what's going to be overthrown? The wicked? Those who call evil good and good evil? There's an end to that, and it's going to be overthrown. Overthrown. That will be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. Let me ask you, do you want to flourish? You better get upright. You better make up your mind whom you're going to serve. You better start making a hard decision. Either you're with him or you're against him.
Yeah.
There's no middle way here. Either you're in Christ or out of Christ. If you're in Christ, then you walk by his rules.
Amen.
If you're out of Christ, walk by your own rules. And on that day of judgment, he's either going to judge you by your works or by his work on the cross. Amen? My works have already come short. I can't get to heaven by what Curtis did or what Curtis says. I can only be welcomed into the heavenly realms through Christ Jesus and what he did.
Amen.
His holiness, not my holiness. His righteousness, not my righteousness. His goodness, not my goodness. Amen. Because I am not good.
Nope.
But God. Amen. Two favorite words in the whole Bible.
Yeah.
But God. He's the one that makes a difference. It's Him. Now, now the question is: do I want to be overthrown, or do I want to flourish in this life, in this world, not the heaven to come, but right now, right here? Do I want to be blessed by God on this planet? Then I need to choose who I'm going to serve.
Amen.
Right? I need to make a stand for righteousness or unrighteousness. I need to make up my mind what's right and what's not right. And how am I going to find that, what is true and what is false?
Amen.
Go ahead, George, you say it.
Right.
It's your Bible, right? This tells me what's right. This tells me what's wrong. Because my idea is just as perverted as your idea if it's not grounded in the Word of God.
Amen.
Right? What I think is right, if it does not line up with God's Word, then it is wrong.
Amen.
Right? It's wrong, right? Wrong. Okay. Sound like I'm in the military. Stop. There's my flesh jumping out. Okay, I was going to get into Ephesians 5, okay, which we could. How much time do you got? Because this is page 3 out of 4. Amen? I don't know if y'all got beans burning in the kitchen. I don't know what's going on in your life. But we need... I don't even know if you're getting it. I don't know if you're understanding what's being said here. And I really can't tell. Okay, I got to go on vacation, but I got to come back. When I come back, I'll finish this. All right? We'll pick up in Ephesians chapter 5. Homework. Take Ephesians chapter 5, verses just 10 through 17. Not all that many, just those few verses right there, and learn what it means to be what is acceptable, and prove what is acceptable to God. Look up what it means to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Look up what it means. It is a shame to even speak of those things which are done in the darkness.
Amen.
Look up what it means. But all things that are reproved shall be made manifest by the light. All right? Look at what it means when awake out of thy sleepiness, or awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Amen. Look up those things. Unfold it, because this is rich.
Amen.
It's rich. Right? And I want that kind of wealth. I don't want the wealth of the world. I want the wealth of the Word. I would rather be a pauper, broken, have not two dimes to rub together in my pocket, and have a promise of the heavenly realms, right? That all the wealth said, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. Right? Again, this theme is throughout the Bible. You can find it from Genesis chapter 1. To the end of the Revelation. And it all boils down to one thing. What is truth?
Amen.
And do you really believe it enough to adjust your life to what it says? Because there's only two ways. There's either heaven or hell. There's either good or evil. There is no halfway.
Amen.
Too many pulpits preach about a halfway salvation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's no halfway salvation. Too many pulpits have taken this word, this precious word of God, and put doctrines of demons inside of it. And perverted the holy word of God. We need to get back.
Amen.
Amen. Let's strengthen that which remains. Right? Let's strengthen it. It's time to dig down deep in the word of God and in your own personal life. And cast out the rottenness.
Amen.
I can't do that for you. I can't do that to you. But if you'll trust the Holy Ghost, if you will trust Jesus Christ,
Amen.
If you will apply His Word in your life, guess what will happen?
Amen.
You'll be made righteous. Amen?
Yes.
You can be holy too. You can do it.
And your life will be joyful.
Amen.
Listen,
joyful. What right here. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of that can be popping out of you. Those people who are burning buildings and throwing bricks and shooting people and killing other folks, they ain't got no self-control.
No.
Right? Those who are siding with those people have no self-control. I didn't hear one person in none of those riots with a joyful heart.
No.
I didn't hear nobody talking about peace.
No.
I didn't hear nobody with patience. I didn't hear nobody with a heart of love. Again, that old Southern gospel bluegrass song, I saw the wreck on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
I don't know, church.
Like I said, I got a lot more. Okay, there's a lot more to this. But I can stand up here until my tongue falls out of my mouth. If you don't do it, all I've done is make a loud noise. You know, if you don't obey it, what can I say? Nothing, so shut up and pray. Amen? Dear Father, we do love you.
Bless you.
Lord God, I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for your righteousness. I thank you, Father God, that we are a peculiar people. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, that leads us into all righteousness. Thank you, God, for those things. I pray through the power of Christ and the authority of Jehovah that the leading of the Comforter would guide us, Father, at this point right now.
Yes.
That you would guide us, Lord God, into what you want,
amen,
not what we want. And that we would be obedient, Father, to your call. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for those things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.